So I wrote a song for the first time in a while. I make up little songs sometimes, but I've never written them down, at least not as an adult. My sister is more of the songwriter, but I thought it couldn't hurt to write something down. I had been feeling kind of low. I'm better now, which is great, but I feel like writing this song helped me sort of put all my feelings in one place so I can move on from them. The melody is sort of still a work in progress, but I think it might be fun to share it, since I'm about to go to bed. I've been binge-watching Glee, and something about those stupid kids singing about their feelings made me want to sing about mine. But no song really fit the way I wanted it to, so I made my own. And I feel really awkward about it, and I'm not sure if anyone's gonna even want to listen to it, but whatever. My idea for it is it's sort of like a waltzy thing, like. And then, let me just sing it before I embarrass myself further. Maybe I'll never be the woman you want, but at least I can say that I tried. Maybe you'll never be the man who thinks I'm the one, but at least I didn't keep my feelings bottled up inside. And all of the people around us so sure that love is a sickness and time holds. It'd be bad enough if I were here on my own, but you're standing right next to me, holding my heart in your hands, all singing, no one else but you. My heart wants no one else but you. For this story, we know how it ends. I'm sure it's more secure for us just to be friends. And years from now, I will be fine. But for now, this is true. There's no one else for me but you. You tear down my walls every time. You told me to never think my feelings are wrong. When we touch, I get a thrill. And I am hoping that all of this just goes away. But when I look in your eyes, I just hope that you stay. I pray God would show me if we had a chance. Now that I've gotten my answers, I never could have anticipated this pain. Oh, God, you know, one else but you. How can there ever be anyone else but you? You've all heard the story, we know how it ends. Probably for the best for us just to be friends. And years from now I will be fine. But for now this is true. There's no one else for me but you. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Ooh. And I know heart just won't listen to my head. I said, I know that it's not meant to be. I know God must have a plan for me. I know this feeling won't last endlessly. And my heart just won't listen to my head. I'm here writing sad love songs instead. It's sure more secure for us just to be friends. And years from now, I will be fine. Now this is true. So does for me, but you. It's rough, and I'm probably never gonna see it finished. So I thought I would just record what it sounded like, and yeah, hopefully I can close that chapter of my life and move on to something happier. hopefully my next song will be happier if. Turns out I have another song to write. it's been a really long time since I've recorded anything, and I still feel really nervous about that. So I just hope you guys have a good night. And if any of you are going through something like this, I hope that you know that you're worth so much more than you're giving yourself credit for. If someone doesn't love you back the way you want them to, it's for a reason. Not to say it's a problem on your part to be solved, just that it means that there's something better. Person that you think is the only one for you isn't. Not if they don't want you back. The one who's for you will want only you. Unconditionally. So, if any of you guys are feeling how I've been feeling, I wish someone had told me that when I was at my worst state of feeling dejected and rejected. I've talked a lot, so I'm gonna just shut up now. Good night, you guys.